Hello, welcome back to Rebecca's Thoughts. Yes, I'm back with a part two. I was just thinking if I could tell you the disadvantages of marrying too early and what it could lead to in my previous episode. How about I give you a flip side of it? Are you ready? I'll be right back. This is Rebecca's Thoughts and my name is Adiola. Stay tuned. Thank you. Hello, welcome. So this is going to be a pretty quick one. I'll try to make it as brief as possible because the very first part, which is single while married, is well explanatory. And this one, I will just give you like a summary of my thoughts on the topic, marrying too early, and the flip side of it is marrying late. What benefits are there to marrying late? The word late is not exactly positive, but in this case it is. Are you ready? Okay, let's go. All right. So if you want to catch a quick recap of part one, it's right there, single while married. Just listen. I think it's a little bit fun, and tell me what you think. Thank you so much for all of your feedback so far. I really appreciate it. All right. So, when we're talking about marrying late, what are we really talking about? Well, I'm talking about getting married in your 30s. Doesn't matter, early 30s, mid 30s, late 30s. It honestly doesn't make a difference. Because by that time, by the time you're in your 30s, you should be done with school, gainfully employed, you have a business you're running, or you have some investments to your name. That's the expectation, you know? And if you're already at that point of making decisions for you, that means now you can boldly say, I know what I want. And the life I'm living right now, I have worked towards it. I've worked for it. And I'll do just about anything to protect it. That is whatever life you have at age 30. And sorry, I was trying to catch my breath. I don't know. I'm sitting still, but I'm always out of breath. Pardon me. Okay. So, at age 30, not much is going to impress you. Not much will distract you. Peer pressure will probably have very little effect on you. Social media, it's half and half, depending on what part of the world you live. Religion. In regards to religion, you would have already taken a side. I know how you want religion to impact your life and many other decisions like that. So, in short, at age 30, a level of growth is to be expected. And more than often, many people have reached it. So, one of the benefits to getting married in your 30s is that at this time you have had enough time for self-discovery. You're sure of all the decisions you're making, you're sure of the consequences, and above all, you're very ready for it. It's not, oh, I'm doing this for my mom, I'm doing this for my dad, I'm doing this for the sake of religion. Whatever you do at this point, going on forward, you do for yourself. So, if you to get married, you will know what you want in your marriage. If you want a transactional marriage, where your wife or your husband is more like a business partner to you, if that's a system that works for you, why not? If you want to do traditional kind of marriage, where the wife stays home, runs the home, excuse me, and the man makes the money. If that's what works for you, sure, why not? It doesn't mean you won't have anything to your own name. At least you spent the last decade building something for yourself. So in your 30s, you're thinking, well, I've tried different people and I'm sure this is the kind of person I want to settle for. Does that make sense? So, you have also had time to grow and change. In your 30s, you have probably had some really bad experiences. You have learned to forgive. You have learned how to choose your battles. You have learned what is a waste of time and versus what is productive. You have learned choices. You have probably traveled a little bit. You've seen a more diverse site to live in. You have kind of explored. So you're not just the operating system that your parents programmed. At this point, you have reprogrammed yourself based on your experiences, according to the environment you live in, the kind of job you have, the people that you have met in the past decade, and the people you're currently surrounding yourself with, because now you're carefully selecting your friends. You know, in school, your friends will probably be people you met in class, your classmates, people you do projects with, who you go to parties with. But in your 30s, your friends might not necessarily be in your career, but they'll have some sort of career for themselves, putting you in a better platform for growth. So you have had time to select these people strategically, knowing what impact they'll be having on your life, and you're also open to grow with it. You're ready for the change. So if you know, okay, I'm a workaholic. I don't need a workaholic for a spouse. The kind of people around you might even have mutual friends to, you know, hook you up with if you want to do, what's it called? Internet dating, online dating. Sure, why not? Here, you're doing like a selection process for your friends and for the kind of spouse you want to have. One that would match with your new system. Not just, oh, I love this person. No. Love is never enough. Love is never enough. So, you have come to realize that love is never enough. You are now working with multiple other factors when you're considering a partner for marriage. Also, another point to consider will be you have had an opportunity to enjoy a personal freedom for a longer time. You're not living for your parents anymore. You don't have a curfew anymore. You probably have your apartment. You've traveled to a few other places. You've met people outside your normal circle of, you know, friends and extended family. You have had your me time. You know, there's some people, they have never been alone. So they end up either craving so much alone time that they don't want to live with anybody, or they are afraid of being alone. One of the issues I had when I left my birth country was living alone. Because in my birth country, Nigeria, I had to share rooms with my siblings. My mom was always in our faces, my dad in and out, you know. I always had people with me. So my very first Christmas in the US, I was alone. I was watching the funny story. I remember watching the fireworks through the window. And I had roommates, you know, but The system in America is such as every man for himself. So when it was Christmas time, everyone had gone to meet their families. It was just me in the apartment. And I didn't feel like it was Christmas. I felt very awkward. Like, why am I in a country where neighbors don't even share the holidays together, per se? Unless you guys are like really good friends. And I remember the experience and it wasn't good. I didn't even know that my next 5 years was going to be like that, where every single holiday I was going to be alone. By the time I hit the fourth year, I had gotten so used to being alone because it had given me some me time and I was able to do whatever I wanted for the holidays, right? I'd gotten so used to being alone that I didn't even want to have a roommate anymore. So when I had a living situation and I got an offer to live by myself, it was expensive, but I jumped at it. You know, no more room share. That's just like a flimsy example. No more room share, and I was happy. I lived there for what? 2 years. No, three. About almost 3 years before I eventually got in a relationship. And when I got in a relationship, I was always in a rush to go home because that was my space. Everything was the way I wanted it. I wasn't taking instruction for anybody. I wasn't doing things for anybody. And it also now affected me when I got married, because I wanted to be married, but I still wanted to have things my way. Like, say I was living alone, and my husband would always tell me, you don't live alone anymore, you know? It's normal for me to move something you place somewhere. And okay, I was like, fine, I'll make a little adjustment, right? Then I had a baby, then my baby was throwing things all over the place. And it really stressed me out mentally, you know? And right now, I'm not gonna lie, I am craving 2 weeks of me time. Even though I've had my share of me time in the past, but I just want some time to myself where everything is the way I want it. But that's just by the way. All right, the next point would be getting married late helps you get wiser and find more maturity. That is as simple as it can be. At this phase, you're able to choose your battles carefully. I don't think many women that got married at 30 years old are going through their spouse's phones. I don't think so. I don't think they're putting trackers in their husband's, in their spouse's cars. I don't think they're sneaking up on their husband at work because they have come to realize that certain things are not necessary. They have come to understand that trust is earned. However, it's also a personal decision. They are not swayed by peer group influence of, hey, I saw your husband somewhere, I saw your wife somewhere. They're not moved by it. I saw this funny video a while ago. The lady said, if you see my husband with another woman and you come to tell me, what should I do about it? Leave the man so that I can be single and he can end up with the other woman. Or do you have another husband for me? It was supposed to be like a funny viral video, but it just stuck with me. Truthfully, someone that sees your partner cheating on you probably think they're doing you a favor, letting you know. Okay, it's a temporary favor. What is the catch? How are you going to help me after you've presented this favor to me? Are you going to help him stop cheating? Or will fighting with him stop him from cheating? or do you have a brand new spouse for me? You don't. So at the end of the video, the lady said, if you see my spouse somewhere, I don't want to know, because I don't want to be single while he's moved on and so have you. It takes someone that has experienced life to know that that battle is not worth getting involved in. It takes someone that has decided on peace and happiness to not be bothered by such news. I've seen a lot of scenarios where 21-year-olds, 23-year-olds, they catch their spouse cheating and it's a whole fiasco. They are breaking glasses, they are breaking windshields, they are losing their minds publicly, and you know. And I'm thinking, is this even worth it? But I can look at it from that angle because I'm over 30. I got married when I was 30. So I already know that it's not worth it. But you cannot tell them at that age, they would not understand. So the best thing is to let them go through that phase and learn from it. Unfortunately, at that point, they've ended up single moms, single dads. For the ones that are lucky, they have just ended the relationship completely and have been single for like a pretty long time. And for many others, it has just damaged them so much they feel like no man or woman can be trusted. Getting married late will make you thoroughly, how do I put it now? I'm looking for this word. It's in my mind, but I can't say it. I can't remember to say it. Vet. It gives you an opportunity to thoroughly vet your partner. I'm not talking about dating your partner for 10 years. No. That one, you're not going to learn anything. At the point of dating someone for 10 years, you are probably just coping with each other. But when you meet someone in your 30s, right, you have your goals and expectations written down. You communicate it to them when you initially meet them. Their feedback will make you decide, this is the person I'm looking for. It doesn't mean you're still not going to have to work on building some things in this partner. No, it just means that they have more of what you want. For example, if you want 10 items in a partner, it takes a mature mind to differentiate what you want versus what you need. So you look for your needs in your partner and then you add onto it. Nobody is 10 over 10. The most you get is 8 over 10. You still have to add that 2 points to make them complete, at least for you. And you don't need to date them for 2 years. When you date someone for 6 months and you're in your 30s, trust me, you have a higher probability of a successful marriage than someone that started dating their partner at age 18. Marry them at 24 or 25, they might still get a divorce before the age of 30. Every single person that I know that has married between age 18 and 24, they're all divorced today. Every single person that I know that got married at age 30 plus, regardless of the gender, they are still together because they have understood that marriage is an institution. They have to work hard for it and they have to fight for it. They have to decide, make conscious decision to stay in it. They know that when they leave this relationship, there's no green grass anywhere else. They have come to the realization, so they are prepared to do just about anything for this marriage to work, because they're not ready to start all over again with anybody else. They have understood the consequences of getting in and out of marriages. So when they go into a marriage, they go into it conscious and prepared. And when issues start coming up, because they're prepared, they're able to resolve it a lot faster. Okay, another thing you had time to prepare for prior to marriage is financial security. Most people graduate undergrad for at age between 21 and 25. Between 25 and 30 years old, you've had 5 years to accrue wealth, start a business or whatever. At least you've been able to formulate, this is how much my income is, this is how much I need my partner to earn. So because you already have your own share of that income, you are able to confidently say you're ready for someone that will meet you halfway. But most people coming out from graduation, they are probably coming either from a really low paying job, or they're being financed by their parents. So they do not understand financial security or financial responsibility. But you expect them to understand marital responsibilities. Nah, they cannot. It's too much. They cannot comprehend it. No matter how smart your 2-year-old is, you cannot get them to pass a SAT exam, because it's beyond them. There's wisdom and there's learning. What you have not learned, you cannot pass. So financial security is what a lot of men focus on today before they can think of marriage. And guess who it helps? The woman. Because if you have to pay half or pay none, you're good. But if you're marrying a guy for his looks, you find yourself becoming a breadwinner in just, 2 years of marriage. And that is one of the common causes of divorce: financial insecurity. The biggest part for me in marrying late is you being appreciative of marriage. What does that mean? It means that you've put together all of your bad experiences, all of your lessons, and you have received this partner as a gift. It might sound a little bit vain, but if you don't understand that everyone in your life is a gift, they are there to bless you, not to stress you. If you don't understand this, you miss the whole point. But if you know that I have a partner, what is partnership? They're supposed to help you. They're supposed to be your companion. You're supposed to learn a lot of things together, like your better half, you know? So if you do not see your partner as your better half, you're not going to appreciate them. If you do not appreciate them, you are going to be in and out of marriage like a relationship. But you get married at age 35. I can tell you that you're going to be a lot more calm-headed than a 25-year-old that feels like she's still hot, she's in town, she can have any man that she wants, da 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 da. Same for a man that thinks, oh well, I can have any woman that I want. Okay, when he turns 45, not every woman wants him, no matter how wealthy he is, because by the time he clocks 50, his first child will be 4 years old. Because we've often been told marrying late affects a lot of women. Yeah, it affects the men too. So, yes, if we have gone through the past 10 decades, the past 10 years or 15 years searching for a relationship, searching for a partner, someone that completes you. When you finally meet them, you'll be able to overlook their flaws and accept them as they are, because you know that you spent the last 10 years searching. It's just like looking for a product that's vintage and they tell you, oh, this thing is very rare. When you sweat, you stress, you get frustrated, you work hard, and you eventually find that product, you will treat that product with much more care than one that is mass produced, everybody has had, or everyone can easily gain access to. A vintage item is just as good as a rare partner, a rare breed, someone that has 6 to 7, minimum 6 to 7 items on your list is a rare breed. Because oftentimes the most you find is 3. A successful woman, beautiful, no character. Successful woman has character, doesn't know how to cook. Meanwhile, you like homemade meals. Successful man has a good character, knows how to cook, doesn't like people. So even when your family comes around, it's a problem. Or if you're a religious person, successful, knows how to cook, likes people, has zero regard for religion, it's always something. Or you find one religious, knows how to cook, doesn't have a degree, not successful financially. It's difficult to teach them a lot of things because now you have to break it down, explain to them. It's exhausting to breed such people because your level of intelligence is different. It varies. So my point being, when you're able to write your wants versus your need, out of 10 items, if you find someone that has 6, trust me, you could spend the last 15 years looking for them because they are not common. So when you find them, you do just about anything to keep them. So on that note, I say, get married when you're prepared, not just when you're ready. When you've been prepared, you've done your research, you have grown yourself, you have developed yourself, you have enjoyed your life as a single person. Not that you want to get married and still live the life of a single person. You have to come to understand that every marriage requires sacrifice and compromise. You will be required to change at some point. You'll be required to change some things at some point. So you have to be flexible. It's not going to be, when I was single, I used to have my way, or when I was single, I liked my things this way. No, when you're married, you're no longer single. And when you're married, you have now joined with someone else that has a lot of individual difference with you, but you have to blend to get, you have to open up yourself, blend together and become one item. If you're together as one, you're stronger than when you're divided. So, you know, despite all that has been said, it's still left for you to decide what works for you. This is just me bearing my thoughts on when do I think is appropriate to get married. Now you have it. So thank you so much for listening to the Rebecca's Thoughts. I really appreciate your time. Have a good one, and I'll be back next time with another juicy one. Bye bye now.